Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good
morning, Mr. Eric Zuli. How are you doing this morning? And congratulations on all your moves. It's that's an amazing process. I don't know how you do it all. I don't know how you do it. But you know what?
I do it very carefully, Dad. Welcome everybody. Good morning.
No, you know what? And you always, you know, there's a term that they had after the World War II situation in Japan, where Japan was devastated, and they hired somebody, an economist from the United States, to come in there to help them straighten out the economy, and they created a theory called Kanai. And it's constant and never-ending improvement. And you're always finding a way to make it more user-friendly for all your online situations that you get involved in. And not only being more user-friendly, but having more access. And you're becoming an individual that has the, interactive thing. It's amazing the interaction people have working with your network, because you couldn't do that years ago. There's no interaction. You watch TV, you go to a movie, listen to the radio. There's no interaction, you know. And with you, they can be on the same line or the same podcast as a celebrity or a big speaker or author. It's, you know, that's quite impressive.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that, we're actually working on a brand new redone system, where people will be able to have one login for everything that Easy Way does. Easy Way podcasts, promotions, events, magazine, radio, television, pay-per-view, all the back end dashboard stuff that we do, where you guys can monitor your stats, and Easy Way Interactive is the ultimate hub. So it's going to be like our own little personal social network that does everything in-house privately for our members. And then everything else that's the branches on the tree, you guys will all be able to swing on without having to do multiple different logins. So we're really excited about that. Also, too, guys, you're listening to Radio Boomers Live. Our broadcasts go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, TuneIn, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. It goes all over Google when you get on. So make sure that you Google and check us out on all those other platforms. But, Dad, I'm excited. We have a really awesome show today. We have a great guest, Sir Anthony.
Absolutely.
Kenny Brew with Carmelita's Corner, who is a professional production DGA super manager, AD extraordinaire. We have Crystal coming on, which is one of my Facebook friends, Crystal Richards, and she's going to be talking about her new book.
Oh, yeah.
With Don Green, one of our members, the CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation. And our first guest coming up is Batista Gramad, who is the host of the Dr. Fitness USA show on Easy
Amazing
Way.
Amazing couple.
TV. So we got a great lineup.
Yeah, talking about getting in shape. And I wanted to mention that Carmelita Pittman, Carmelita's Corner here, I had an amazing time at her birthday. I went down to Hollywood, and I picked up Aretha Gray in the Hollywood area. I'm in the Beverly Hills area, and then we went over to the event, and she had so many entertainers up there, and these were entertainers that had history behind them in the music business and so on, actors and whatever.
Well, definitely a big shout out to Carmelita for your birthday. Definitely. And we got to get to Hot Topic, Dad, after this commercial break.
That's
that was so nice of you to give her that check. I'm not going to say how much it was for, but it was definitely four figures and above. And it was just really nice. A Better Vision for Children, Easy Way Cares, and ultimately you to support Carmelita in that manner, because she supported us for so long, and the Rose Breast Cancer Society is such a needed cause. Guys, we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our first guest, Batista Grimaud, with Dr. Fitness USA, the show.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Okay, a lot going on. 95th Academy Awards. It was Oscar night, and the movie that was rocking and rolling, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, flipped the night with 7 awards. I mean, you know, when you win one, that's one thing. It brings a lot of spotlight to the film. But 7 awards, including Best Picture, that's the home run. Brendan Fraser, Best Actor. Michelle Yeoh, Best Actress. A lot of excitement. It was a hit. You know, I'm not going to go into all the awards. There's so many, but it was a long night and a lot of excitement. There'll be a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement today. And what's up with Silicon Valley? Isn't that where all the money comes from? I mean, that's where the feds go to make money. And you hear about the 25-year-old tech gurus making millions of dollars a month. Well, a little problem with the banking system there, and it was the Federal Reserve came in, and the bottom line is, I'm not going to get all the details because I got 3 pages on that, but the Silicon Valley Bank had a little problem. I can't figure that out. I've been researching that, like, why with all their money would they have a problem? But they did, but the banking system is safe now. The feds came in and are taking care of business there. And they say it's not going to affect the taxpayers, which is good. President Biden approves the controversial, and this was going on for a while, they don't want drilling a lot of people in Alaska, but the Willow oil drilling in Alaska was approved. It was kind of a shock to everybody, because they worry about the wildlife and, disrupting the areas around there. But they let it go forward and say it's not going to be a big mess. Monterey County, you heard about the levee breach. That was a big mess. And the issue with that is it's not just rain coming down. It's a massive stream of water that comes in from the breach. Caused 6 people to be rescued and hundreds of evacuations. Battle down there you've been hearing about it's called BAKHMUT, Bakhmut. It's basically been a draw, a lot of casualties with the Ukrainians and the Russians, and they're both trying to hold on to that. They both want to win that battle. But Russia's having a little issue with ammunition, and they're talking about using shovels. Okay. So, and Iran, long time standing rule that women have to wear the burqas, cover up the heads and everything. Well, not only in certain cities, it's across the country. The women are throwing away the headpieces, and they're saying that's it. They don't want to wear them anymore. Feds now expected to rein in rates. How about that? You know, they're going up and up and up. Well, there's a reason for it, because, you know, Japan has a zero rate, and the problem with that is it may be good for, you know, for some people, low rates, but it doesn't bring in the world investor market, and they're not going to go in there because there's no interest being made. Well, here, the rates being high in the 5, 6, 7% range with the market on homes and everything, the upside of that is it brings a lot of investors, slows down buyers, okay? It slows down people from buying, whether it's products, homes, whatever. And what that does, by slowing down the rate, it forces the rates to come down. See, so it's all a big circle. It goes up and down, up and down. So when you see the rates going up, what are you going to do? They come back down again. I bought this house out here at 9% in 1977. So, okay, what are Americans doing now? Well, because of the pandemic and everything, they got used to working at home. Now there's a whole new wave of entrepreneurs rising up, and they like the fact they don't have to go out and get, well, face all the traffic, get ready for work. Now they can stay home with the families if things pan out. You got to do your research and get the right home business, but it can be beneficial. And we're finding out Americans are working out. And where are they working out? Not just at the gym, but in front of their flat screens, because there's a lot of different mentors on there showing them how to work out, and they're getting back in shape because of that. And Eric, there's a lot of news, safety issues in Mexico, that, you know, because of its situations down there. Doesn't seem to be stopping travelers from going down there to their favorite spots, Cancun and so on and so forth. But, you know, be careful when you go to these areas. You know, make sure you're in with people and in the right spots and everything. And be careful when you travel also with the weather situations. Watch the, if you're going to Midwest or East Coast, do a lot of research so you're not stranded at some airport. With that, we better get moving on. So what did I miss? I missed the four other pages.
All right, well, that's enough news for today. Great news and reviews as usual, Dad. My news is real simple. March 16th, we got our Easy Way pitch party coming up. We do this on a regular basis, which is exponentially grown. You can register at letterzwayfamily.com. And my birthday, official Eric Zulli birthday celebration. We call it the star-studded birthday celebration because there's so many stars that are confirmed on this thing. Going to be on Zoom starting at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, March 18th. You guys need to be there or be square. All right, commercial break.
Your
and then when we come back, we have
quite a situation. Your birthday has become quite a I remember back when you had a restaurant out here in Mission Viejo. It was a pretty good size, like the size of a, you know, Love's or Norm's or whatever. And you had booked the entire restaurant out, and it was not only packed, there was people outside. And you even had a VIP.
Well, the birthday is the one time of the year, Dad, that I can celebrate with all my friends. And my friends just happen to be pretty amazing people. And so it's going to be happening on Zoom this year, guys. Zoom. So easywayfamily.com to register. So we're using the pitch party registration to get you guys to the birthday. And we'll see you guys there. We're going to go commercial break, and we're going to come back with Batista Gramad with Dr. Fitness USA, the show on Easy Way TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month, every other Thursday, for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
All right, guys, get your pens and your notepads, your iPads, your cell phones ready to take some notes because we have Batista Gramad, English, French, and Spanish, host, coach, fitness expert, body design. She is the president of Dr. Fitness International, international body design empowerment speaker, freelancer, writer, health influencer, and she provides individual and corporate wellness programs worldwide. Her expertise in prescription strength training includes the structural realignment of the spine and injury prevention. Batista is the producer, the host of Dr. Fitness USA, the show, and she's the co-host of 13-part series, the Historic Principles of Bodybuilding, Missing Links to Fitness Consciousness. Let's learn a little bit more about Batista Gramad. Bringing her to the show now. Welcome, Batista Gramad.
Hi.
Hello, hello, Batista. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Batista is also a platinum member of the Easy Way Network, proud platinum member. Glad to have you. Thank you so much for making the time, Batista.
Great. Hi. I'm super excited to be here with you this morning. And I'm sitting here with Dr. Fitness USA himself as well.
Oh, we got the double duo. We got Batman and Robin. All right. Welcome,
yeah.
Dr. Fitness, Steven. So you guys have a show. I really want to get into the show. It's really gained a lot of momentum on EasyWay TV. You guys have a great process in putting these episodes together and getting them up and out. It's growing a fan following and subscribers. Give us more insight on the show. And I know you got a new episode coming out here Thursday.
I'm really looking forward to coming down and doing a little workout session with you and doing a little video with you. I'm looking forward to, having some fun down there and seeing what kind of shape I'm in.
Okay, well,
I'm afraid.
Are open.
As am I, and I want to actually point out too that you guys do this through Zoom, which is very unique. A lot of people want to get things done at their home now, and you can actually do an evaluation. But we'll get into all that. Let's get to your episodes and your TV show. Tell us about why someone would want to watch Dr. Fitness USA and this new episode you have coming out with Johnny Van Oker.
Yes, okay. So we originally started the show to inspire a society of stronger people. A lot of time when somebody starts having issues with their bodies, they go to the doctor, they take pills, they think, or, they want to lose weight or whatever, and they always say, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pick up strength training after I lose some weight. I don't want to get bulky. Or I have to go to the doctor, my back ache, I have back pain, but, I'll start strength training after I see the doctor. And it's always the strength training is a lot of times just always the thing that the person wants to do after they, they get better or whatever. Most people don't understand that it's the other way around. The fastest way to a pain-free life and the secret to the fountain of youth is strength training, okay? So that's how you put your body in order, in balance. That's where you maintain your strength. This is how you keep your posture. And I'm talking about ergonomic strength training. I'm talking about a sensible strength training program, not necessarily what we see a lot in the fitness industry, jumping around, boot camps, and all this. I'm really talking about the specialty of Dr. Fitness USA, which is ergonomic strength training, which puts the body back into balance. So we got inspired doing the show really to educate people and elevate and give solutions, it is possible to age young, to be pain-free, and to feel great with strength training. But the sooner the person starts, the better they are, you know, because if they wait until they're 70, 80, and then they go, oh, well, you know, people think of the magic pill. They think that they are always going to recover or, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, that we hear my body recovers fast or I build muscle fast or I do that fast. But, you know, the truth of the matter is the older we get and the more the conditions set in, the harder it gets. I mean, I've been in this game for almost 15 years, and I can tell you my body's still changing, and it's a process. It doesn't happen over time. So just watch the show because you're going to be inspired like there is no tomorrow. We've had survivors of tragedies, like people that was really told they would never walk again. And the one common denominator with all the people that we interviewed that have recovered or that are recovering is they were in pretty good shape to start with. So when an accident happens, when an illness happens, when life kicks in with unpleasant situations, the better condition you're in, the sooner you will recover because the body has a memory of feeling good and wanting to get back to that. A lot of people don't realize that. So,
I'm going to interject a little. Now, wouldn't there be a little word of caution when you mentioned strength training, which is so important? You have to have muscles to keep going forward. And I'm noticing at my age, people I see are, you know, they kind of let that go. But on the other hand, we do have to be careful with our strength training by possibly lifting weights the wrong way, pulling your back out, things like that. So you have to do it correctly, right?
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that most people don't understand. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, you know, I used to be a flamenco dancer, right? I used to teach dance and all this. And I was thinking, you know, when I was teaching flamenco and people wanted to learn flamenco, at least they knew they needed a teacher,
yeah.
Right? A lot of times in strength training or fitness, people don't even know they need a teacher. They don't realize that it's a science and an expertise. And so many people just address their fitness like, you know, they are the expert, they do, they think they know or whatever, and they don't realize that they would really benefit much more with guidance and a teacher. And yes, you are absolutely right. There is a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And there, because you're working with weights, there is definitely the potential to, you know, to pull something, you know, to hurt yourself. So yes,
pull your back
but
out
not
or something.
With the Doctor of Fitness USA, we've never had an injury.
No, because you have a certain routine, you do it right. That's why people have to get your guidance because, you know, they get to a point where they want to get in shape, they do the wrong move, and then they're out of shape for years because sometimes their back never comes to, you know, if they pull out a disc, they're in trouble, you know.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then they blame the strength training. Oh, strength training is not for me. I pull my back. And now I just walk or things like this. They don't realize that it wasn't the strength training that did it. It's their lack of education, really. Yeah.
Right, yeah. You have to have the education. So where do you think when you look at the overall picture, where do you see the problems that people are having and what age category would it be? You'd say maybe not in the 30s or 40s. They're young. But this would be, you work with people in the senior years, 65 years old. So are you seeing a high percentage of them that come to you and they're really not in very good shape? Or is it something that you're impressed with that you're thinking, oh, they are in shape?
Well, do you want to answer that, Stephen? No, okay, yeah, okay. So I would say that most people are terribly out of shape. Yes, a great percentage of the people are really out of shape. there's misconception, you know, people think that like walking, swimming, yoga and things like this actually builds muscle, so they are set in their ways of what they do, and they don't realize that strength training is what you need to do to build muscle. So when they get older, a lot of people don't realize the incredible amount of muscle loss they've had. And also, most people don't take pictures of their body and they don't know what to look for. So even like we analyzed, we had a consultation yesterday, for example, and it was a man that was in pretty good shape, you know, for unusually pretty good shape. But then when we look at the body, we realize that the tricep is missing, the lats are missing, the inner thigh muscles are missing. So, you know, the body is a whole, and we have
right.
so many, you know what
good,
I mean? And so most
good
people...
Good point. That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to have an all-around situation. You can't just pick up weights and do curls and keep doing curls and think, oh, okay, I'm in good shape. You have to do the full picture.
Exactly. But... You know, most people don't even know which exercise addresses what, right? So.
Okay, so I'll ask you a question for you and Steve. Now, you have the weights. You have the iron weights.
What's that again?
Yeah, okay, you got the big iron weights on the floor. You take the barbells and the dumbbells, and then you got the other side. You got the electronic, you know, where you do the rowing and the running and, you know, the electronic things. What do you think is the – is it a balance of the two? Or if you have a set of weights in your house, that's good enough? Or do you like a balance of, you know, the electronic thing?
It's called a muscle-brain connection. So your body is filled with all types of musical notes. So you need to know how to tap into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
– interesting.
Dr. Fitness USA, and I'll give the phone number, 424-287-7181, if you want to have a 20-minute consultation at no cost because you're part of, you're listening to the show, I'd be happy to talk to you. Look at us as, you know, when people have their cell phone and they're driving and they're lost, they punch in the Google map and magically it's got all these different instructions that they didn't know was available to them, and they magically arrive at the right place. So you can think of us as the Google map. There's too much confusion, what personal trainer does, et cetera, et cetera, and people don't really know what the first step is. The fact is that we can override the nervous system and increase the strength 20 or 30 or 40% in 20 minutes, which controls all body functions. So you don't have to be motivated. You just have to elevate the strength of the body. And every exercise you do is affecting parts of your brain.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, we just partner with Dr. Galley Regeneration Center in Torrance. And he's one of the few doctors that understands when you don't do muscle development, like work the mass part of your legs, there's a definite lack of oxygen going to your brain.
Huh.
So you want to develop muscles because it produces more red blood cells. So going into the gym and just doing whatever might not get you to where you really want to go.
So it's got to be a well-rounded
that's
situation.
That's yeah. interesting. We've worked with Dr. Galley in the past, and he's a great, amazing doctor in stem cell, and what he does is pretty amazing. You two linking up, but I love to hear that, and I hope that you guys will be posting a blog.
Well, he wants to become my... As amazing as he is, he wants to be a student of mine. So it just shows how far into the industry we've become, beyond yoga, Pilates, and personal training.
There you go. I love it. So I want to get in.
What your personal trainer doesn't want you to know, we can talk about that. Not now.
There you go. Well, that should be one of your episodes on your show, what your personal trainer doesn't want you to know. I would tune into that. I want to get into, because we don't have a whole lot more time, I want to get into how you guys help somebody at home in front of their computer. Because I know, Dr. Stephen, you said that you could do an evaluation on Zoom. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, okay, so I can address that. So we start with a consultation where we meet with a person on Zoom, and, of course, the person might take their shirt off or whatever, and we can look. Stephen has the eye x-rays vision into the body. So if you do, like, a couple of poses, double bicep or a few different poses, and he can look at the body, and then he will exactly see what's missing, which muscle is missing or the posture, and he will be able to give a pretty thorough analysis of the body. So that's the first step. Now, during pandemic, we did put together some home programs where people can work out at home, but we are big supporter of the person going to an actual gym, okay? So what we do, Stephen knows every piece of equipment that has ever been built. So when he works with somebody like in Tombuktu or whatever, and we've had students in Bangladesh, in Africa, in Belgium, all over the world, then what he does is he looks at their zip code, and then he studies the gym in their environment, what gyms are available to them, and sometimes they have those virtual cameras in the gym and he can see what equipment is in there, or sometimes he has the person go and take pictures of the equipment, and then he will direct them at the gym they should work out at, where he thinks they will be most successful. And then he starts going to work in developing the system, and step by step, we hold their hand once a week, every other week, we get on Zoom. We start unrolling the systems. You see, Stephen's programs are formulas, and that's why they work. And so that's how we're able to work with everybody, you know, with people all over the world.
Wow, yeah, that's impressive. So along with that, and Steve was saying that the situation about, you know,
well, yeah, we have to get to the next segment. Carmela's Corner is coming up.
Oh,
so you got to make this question short. Thank you so much for making the time, you guys, to come on and give us this insightful information on. I love that. We really got to expand upon that. What your trainer won't tell
you.
Yeah,
there's so many questions coming in.
Okay, well, don't forget to call 424-287-7181. 424-287-7181, drfitnessusa.com.
Oh,
it is drfitnessusa.com, and you can find them on the Easy Way Interactive platform and the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Just look up Dr. Fitness. You'll definitely find Batista and Steven. And check
out
the show, guys.
Maybe we could have Dr. Fitness up at our rec center up here, and we could set something up where we'd let people know at some particular date, and he could give a demonstration. That'd be interesting.
I think a lot of people wouldn't enjoy that. That's actually a good idea. We need to start a rec center tour and start touring with Dr. Fitness, because it's definitely some great information.
All right.
More on that, guys, on the blog. So make sure you tune into Easy Way Wall of Fame and look at the blog posts. We're constantly putting out blogs, which is like a little mini press release. Thank you, Dr. Fitness. Thank you, Batista. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And
we'll check
you out on Easy Way TV.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. So, guys,
looking
go to Easy Way TV and search Dr. Fitness USA. And they have some very insightful information. And you need to make sure that you connect with them as far as your health goes. Okay, so we're going to go to we actually don't have time for a commercial break. We're just going to jump right into Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
And she's got a pretty awesome guest. So don't go anywhere, guys. And we also have another amazing guest at the end, Crystal, talking about her new book.
Crystal.
So here's Carmelita's Corner.
You were
are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we go again. I'm so happy to be with you, and I'm ready to win. Yes, we are winners. And I've got a winner coming your way, and his name is Anthony Kinnebrew. He was born in Tyler, Texas, and his family relocated to Riverside, California when he was approximately 3 years old. He feels extremely blessed by Almighty Yeshua, Jehovah, Yahweh, through Lord Jesus Christ via the Holy Spirit, as he has worked in the entertainment industry for almost 30 years. His areas of professional expertise and experience include producing numerous televised and live award shows, gospel music concerts, and various other productions. He has also worked with BET's Comic View TV show, BET's Red Carpet Awards show, and multiple BET TV shows. Let's bring on Anthony. Are you there?
Hey, boss. How are you doing?
Hey. Yeah, I'm going to have to get used to being called boss.
Well, you were called that all last week. Remember, I was working with you. I was production stage manager, your wonderful birthday concert.
Oh, listen, Anthony, I have you to thank for having everything go so smoothly. I mean, you never know how it's going to turn out. But, you know, just like when you're baking a cake. But it, I think, was a very wonderful, wonderful time for everyone. I was told by several people, you know, different comments that were made, and my musical director told me that he said that when he was in the parking lot that people were still singing. They were singing on their way home in the parking lot because they were happy. Anthony, we made everybody happy, and that's so wonderful.
That's what we did. We accomplished our goal.
Yes, yes. We did. We accomplished the goal. And Eric mentioned that his dad was there to present a major contribution to the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Those people who know me know that that has been a labor of love for me ever since my mother graduated from the planet to be in a better place. And that happened November 16th, 1997. Her life was cut short due to breast cancer, and she loved roses. And that's the reason why we have the theme of the roses. We had roses everywhere, didn't we, Anthony?
Yes, we walked in. You were passing them out, and I had a basket for you to give more.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I'm still giving out roses. I didn't realize I had so many, but, you know, I've got roses to give to our neighbors now. But I want to thank the Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Cares, because they are going to make a contribution to the Rose Breast Cancer Society of $2,000. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah. I think it's wonderful. I'm so happy. I mean, you know, when you keep putting forth your efforts, and you never know when you plant your seeds, where your flowers are going to blossom. And I know that Eric has been watching me, and Jim has been watching me for a long, long time. This is actually my eighth year on the Easy Way Broadcasting. Can you believe that?
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have met some amazing people on this show, and I've had some amazing guests such as yourself on this show. Let's talk about you, Anthony. Now, I know you came from Texas. What led you into being a stage manager? And tell us about some of your most amazing times as a stage manager in the business?
I think what got me interested, I was first interested in acting, and then my dad kind of talked me against that due to the way it's set up, the isms that you have to deal with in this life. So I just kind of, you know, decided where I wanted to go. Eventually I got a associate producer's training program at Paramount Studios, and that led to me guesting on shows, Taxi, Best of the West, Cheers, of that nature as a PA. And from there, I finished that for a few years, and I decided, what am I going to do? So then I just kind of moved into doing a play. My first play was with Otis Salid, A Night for Dancing, and it was nice. I learned to be a stage manager, and from then on, I just kept pursuing it, and God kept blessing me with project after project after project. So that's how I kind of started. I worked at Sony Pictures, Laura Marsh Studios. So I've worked at pretty much every major studio, but on different shows. And I just kept following God's lead where I would go, interviewing, trying to set up meetings with different producers and directors, and just trusting that I'll be led to the next job.
Well, it has served you well. And, you know, I remember seeing you years ago at the Barnsdale Theater. And that's when I think I first met you because, you know, being a fine artist, I was in that arena. They used to have these big art shows there, and I used to enter some of my paintings in the exhibitions. And as a matter of fact, I remember seeing celebrities there like Edward G. Robinson. Some people probably don't even know who that is, but because that name goes way back. But in his day, he was a major, major movie star, and he loved art. And I just remember you being there. I don't exactly remember how we met, but do you remember meeting me there at the Barnsdale Art Theater?
I do. I've done several things or productions there. I think we were out on the grassy knoll area outside the building from what I remember, the exhibitions, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you really have served the community well. I have to congratulate you on all of your accomplishments. When you sent me your bio, it reads like an encyclopedia. We would be here all day long if I was to list all of your credits. But what would you say is your most highest achievement so far?
Basically doing award shows or talk shows. I've done the NAACP Image Awards, red carpets, different BET. I worked with them for on and off for 8 years. The Soul Train Awards, numerous years with them, the various shows, the Lady of Soul Awards. So I've been blessed to do a lot of different productions. I've done over 1,500 theatrical stage plays, whether they were here in L.A. or touring. I do major concerts. I just got back from Chicago with Lewis Price, former lead singer of The Temptations. I mean, I just kind of go wherever I'm led to go. I've been out to Tobago, Trinidad, Lagos, Nigeria. I've worked with Beyonce, Destiny's Child at that time. I mean, just various people. I've been blessed, Rod Stewart, Diana Ross. So I've kind of been Whitney Houston. When I do these, concerts and I go away for a week or so, then I'm very blessed. I've done the Taste of Soul that they block off Crenshaw for 6 years in a row. My boy Bruce Cecil hooks me up with that. I did the Juneteenth celebration in Orange County last year. I'm constantly trying to do things, big things. My major goals that I want to do, I would love to do the Academy Awards, Oscar show like we had last night, MTV Awards, the Kennedy Center Honors, Fashion Week. I mean, I have a list, but you have to have those.
Yeah, it's good to have a bucket list. And, you know, I guess I could say I sort of fulfilled one of my items on my bucket list. When I appeared at Catalina's Jazz Club, that is such a classic location. Some of the biggest names there are, you know, appear there. And Ben Vereen just did a show there. The Rita Moreno, you know, from West Side Story, and on and
yes.
on. They and our favorite friends, Linda Hopkins, Marilyn McCoo,
yes.
Billy Davis. We've had wonderful people. And one of the people who has appeared there, Sherry Payne, who has toured with Diana Ross, came to see my show.
I know.
Tuesday. Yeah, she was there.
I know, there. I greeted her. Yes,
yeah.
She's a friend of mine. I work
and
with
you
her
mentioned,
and Frida.
Right, and you mentioned Lewis Price of the Temptations. I looked up, and he was asking me if he could take a photograph. And I
he's
thought,
a wonderful
oh my,
man. Yeah.
I thought, oh, my goodness, he's asking to take my picture. Well, with his wife, who's a wonderful actress, Faye Hauser, and a wonderful person. I've known her for years. And the first time I think I've seen her was in that movie, Lilies of the Field, with Sidney Poitier. She had a pretty big role in that part.
Yeah.
There she was at our event on the 7th. We also had the Honorable Diane Watson there, and Carol Connors. Oh my goodness, she really shook them up. You know, speaking of shaking them up, she was one of Elvis's significant others, and he was her first boyfriend. And that's the reason why we opened up the show with a picture of him that said "Happy Birthday," and we played "Memories." You know, one of his favorite songs, "Memories," beautiful song. And then we, you know, sort of did a tribute there to Carol, because she has been a close and dear friend for so many years, and a lot of people probably don't know her by a name, but she is a 2-time Oscar-nominated actress, and she's the reason why we have the theme Gonna Fly Now for Rocky, Sylvester Stallone's popular movie. She was a composer of that, and she's also been a guest, by the way, on Carmelita's Corner. But listen, you know what? We're going to have to say goodbye, Anthony, to our audience. When you're having a good time, it just flies. So
yes.
I want to thank you now for being a wonderful guest on my Carmelita's Corner and Easyway
yes.
Broadcasting Network. And thank you, and hope that you'll come back again.
I would love to. Thanks for the invitation. God bless you.
All right. Another awesome
wow.
Segment for Carmelita's
Thanks.
Corner. Sir Anthony, we gotta chat a little bit, brother. I like what I heard. We gotta definitely get you under Carmelita's invite code, get you a profile set up on the network, and we both definitely play with some events, and I think we can create a lot of opportunities for people. It's all about galvanizing together, guys. And another person that we are gonna be galvanizing together and helping to promote her book is going to be coming up here soon. But I want to remind everybody that this network is an interactive network. Our focus is Easy Way Interactive, which is engagement, is to help you promote yourself and your clients that much more, is to help you share us. We share you. We share you. You share us. We do a lot of lives, a lot of interactivity. And if you want to learn more about us, you can go to Easy Way Network, letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com, and create your free account. And anybody that refers you, you make sure you put their invite code in, which is their username, create your free account, set up your profile, and you will be blown away by how many people in the network start gravitating to you. We also have our new blogging system. This show, as well as all other shows, all other news, all events, everything that we do is going to be blogged on the Easy Way Network. The Wall of Fame, and so make sure you guys go to the menu and you check out all the different options on the menu, mainly the blog section. So, Dad, this is an awesome show. I'm loving it. It's a great
amazing.
Vibe.
And you know, people get so many tips. When you listen to a show like this, they're getting stuff from some top experts. I mean, in health and nutrition or whatever it is. And I even still take notes to this day. It makes a difference. You follow some of these procedures, and it can change your future totally.
So with that said,
speaking of top experts, I believe that we have her in queue, and she is an expert in leadership, a wealth innovation strategist, mindset leadership transformer, speaker, best-selling author. She's been seen on USA Today, NBC, CBS, ABC News, Yahoo Finance. Both of us have been on the Think and Grow Rich tour, Hollywood Glam magazine, and so much more. She's an invention consultant, TV, radio, podcast executive, untapped income coach, and she's promoting her new book, which she'll tell us about here soon. Let's bring her to the stage.
Crystal Richardson, are you with us?
Welcome, Crystal. Welcome. Engineer, are we having some technical difficulty? What's going on here? If Crystal comes in, or whatever technical difficulty, because I do see her in the queue, but sometimes you have some technical difficulties, so let's go ahead and get that figured out. But she's got a great book. She's in a whole book tour right now with one of my good friends and one of our members, Don Green, the CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation. Crystal's an international wealth innovation strategist, and this is a cool book that she's going to be promoting, so you definitely want to check out what she's got going on. But
It's books like this that, you know, you read, and it can change the path of your future. There's so many. Like, I used to go to some of these, and I'm thinking, like, oh, okay, I'll check this out. And yet, look at some of the people we've talked to, and I'll ask them, what was it that brought you down this path? And some of them even said, I was going down the wrong path until I went and I heard this certain speaker, whoever it was, and it changed my direction, and it motivated me. And sometimes just a word here, word there, a certain bit of advice, and it takes people down a path to follow those dreams. Because, you know, they say, when they interviewed a lot of people, a lot of seniors that were, you know, it's a little bit too late at this stage to have a motivational speaker. You know, they're in their 90s or something. They say, what are some of the regrets that you have? And they say the biggest regret is not following through on a lot of the dreams I had, and or spending more time with family, things like that. And at a certain stage, it's a little bit too late. And so we want to nip that in the bud. We want to take care of that and follow through with some of this advice that we hear, you know, Dr. Fitness, stay in shape, you know, you got to, because otherwise you get in your senior years, you get in your older years, and, you know, people that are younger are going, believe me, they come fast. I see a lot of young people I knew in my 20s, and now they're in their 70s. It's just a blink of an eye. And you don't want to get there and just be in this kind of shape where you finally get to retire, but you can't really do anything. And I'm going to throw a video together, like you say, not to impress, but to press upon people. When Eric had me come on a little, remember that little stage when I got out of the hospital after that 982 hours of chemotherapy? I was on my way home and you called me up, and you had me in front of this group. You know, there's some people, it was in Irvine or something. And then I was up there talking. And shortly after, it was the following month, I was remodeling my house, showing people where you don't have to spend a fortune. You can, but the point was, you know, whether it was concrete work, building a concrete steps going up a hill, or painting the exterior of the house, you don't have to spend $10,000 or $20,000. You buy some paint, do it yourself. And then I had another thing where, okay, here's another. I'm going to do one sit-up for every hour of chemo. All right, that's about 1,000 sit-ups. You can't do them all at once because you start getting burning in your sides. So you do increments of 150 at a time, whatever. And then the inverted hand, the giant. Remember, I'm going to do the giant challenge to all our Easy Way family and listeners. And you know what the giant challenge is? The giant, the high bar in the, you know, in the gyms, you jump up and you grab the high bar and you go all the way around in the 360. You could do all that stuff. You can be in great shape. And I don't know. That's what I think. That's, you know, and, you know, they say, like our saying, the way you think determines the outcome. Well, yeah, that's been proven by science. But what I add to that is not just the way you think, but the way you believe. You know, you believe mm-hmm. in those thoughts. That's the key.
Well, it's always about the faith. It's always that about the faith and your faith. You know, when you pray on something, you want, and whatever your religion might be, you have to have faith in that, and that energy will respond to your energy.
Right.
The two need to relate to each other, and you have to really have faith in what you're saying. If you have doubt, yeah, you can't really expect a whole lot.
Well, you know exactly, and I say, what's stronger? Your fear or your faith, which is stronger? And you want to have, you know, it's not, like I say, it's not your faith and your prayers. It's the belief in those faith and prayers. That's when the magic happens. And so, yeah, you know, Eric, I think what's going on with the engineer key is they're saying there's a lot of calls and a lot on hold. And sometimes the caller might have a problem coming in when we're getting the overcalls.
Yeah, we're overwhelmed on calls. Well, I mean, sometimes people have technical difficulties. It might be an internet issue too. You know, she's Crystal's out and about, but it's time for the show to actually really
wrap
end
up
here soon. We only got two more minutes left, so I want to remind everybody this Thursday, as well as every other Thursday, two times a month, we do the Easeway pitch parties. Get your chance to come on, meet new people, pitch your purpose, pitch your projects, and get promoted to our network of tens of thousands of people on a regular basis that are interactive, as well as a reach to 1.5 million something people between everything that we do. Make sure you create
your
account on Easyway. Yeah, make sure
your
you create
your
account on the Easyway Wall of Fame. And
that's
if anybody
right.
referred you, make sure that you put the invite code. Well, actually, you have to put the invite code in now with the new system is. And anybody out there that is doing podcasting, that wants to either have their own podcast or has a podcast already but wants to enhance their audience and get advertisers, you might want to check out our new podcast system, which we'll be releasing here real soon, and get on the Easyway podcast system. We have a patent-pending new system that helps you to do your podcast advertising, you know, book your guests, manage your guests, blast to your subscribers, collect the subscribers, post new and approved notes and posts just like you would on any social media, and so much more. It's got a whole back-end dashboard. We're really excited about that. We'll be releasing that here real soon. And last but not least, the birthday. My birthday is this Saturday, so I hope all you guys can join us. Go to easywayfamily.com and register free, and we'll send you an email on the information.
Absolutely.
On how to join. But another great
That's
show,
exciting.
Dad. We got to take off. And
hey, we're getting ideas
really
on the show too, Eric. When we do the show, these little ideas pop up, like, you know, that thing with Dr. Fitness. That'd be kind of cool, you know. We have a beautiful rec center surrounded by palm
trees. I agree.
Pine
we need
trees
to set up a little tour with Dr. Fitness.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you press the share button. Tell people. Spread the word. We'll see you guys next week on Easyway Radio, easywayradio.com for all the episodes.
Radio
Easyway Radio. And we'll
thanks
see you guys,
in, guys.
Next week on Radio Boomers Live. If you want to be a guest, go to easywaynetwork@gmail.com and submit
And don't forget your pitch party, Art. A little pitch party.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. I appreciate you. Love you so much. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit easywaynetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easyway Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easyway Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.